One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, my name is Claire. I have called in previously, but I haven't done so for about a year now. I've been listening since then. But in the previous stories that I called in, I called in about a figure in my childhood bedroom, a man in a bowler hat and an overcoat, who liked to kill my fish. And I described that as possibly being sleep paralysis or night terror. And I called in about another story from my mom, and it was about her guardian angel who was with her when I was being born dead, because I was born dead. And you speculated about whether or not that thinning of the veil of being born dead would make me more in tune with the spirits. And you're not the first nor the last person who has speculated that, but I did not at the time think that. I thought that I was pretty deaf and dumb to the spirit world, which is frankly how I would like it to be. But since I called in a year ago, I've done some work in getting to know myself better, becoming more of the person that I know I actually am, and it has had so many positive effects. It's been wonderful. I feel so in myself, and it's helped my relationship with my husband and just so many other things. It's been wonderful, but there's also been a dark side, and that is this. Like I called in before, over a year ago, and said that I was visited by this specter in my dreams. And I said at the time that was the only time that it happened, and it was. It's not the only time now. So in the last year, I've been visited on two different occasions. And it's not easily explainable to me via stressed or anything like that, because I was not stressed at work or in my relationship. At the time that these things happened, they just happened. The house that my husband and I have lived in for the last 3 years was built in 79. We are aware of the entire history of it. Nobody, to our knowledge, has died here. It was abundantly not haunted. Absolutely not haunted. But at some point in the last year, I started being visited by things in the night. Or at least it seemed so. It happened two separate times, and I feel like by two separate entities. The first one, I would be falling asleep in bed with my husband and my dog, and in the space between sleeping and wakefulness, I would become aware of a figure standing over me at the side of the bed. And most of the time it was just like a figure, like just a black space, not even like a shadow, but just a black space. And that first one, too, my memory didn't really say anything. He just stood there, was incredibly menacing. And I would try to scream in my sleep, or not necessarily scream at that point. I would try to yell my husband's name because I wanted him to wake me up. And on one instance, my dog, a little pug, who sleeps in bed with us, was woken up. I was trying to yell my husband's name, and I was trying to like move my limbs, which was nigh impossible. But I did something, and my dog woke up and ran up towards my face because she loves to lick my face and my husband's. And then she started growling at the figure. And then once my dog started growling, my husband woke up and could hear me making these sounds, and he shook me awake. But our dog kept, after that, growling at that space, at the wall. It was very eerie. I don't know. But that one wasn't that bad. That one visited me for about 2 weeks. And that was hard. I started to dread going to sleep. But it wasn't all that bad. The next one was really bad. The next one, which happened in April, it's August now, and this last one happened in April. He visited me for a month, give or take. And I would be falling asleep and be in that space between sleep and waking, and then he would be there. And this one said things to me. He would say, "I'm gonna kill your dog. I'm gonna kill your husband. I'm gonna kill you." And then in one particularly disturbing incident that after that, I'm talking about the first time it happened more times afterwards, but the first time this happened, he took his hands and plunged them into my abdomen, into the space that my stomach and womb and all that occupy. And I was screaming in my head. I was trying to scream, but, and this is how I know that I was in that space between sleep and waking, but I wasn't absolutely asleep, is that I could hear my own voice. I could hear my voice trying to scream, and I could hear that all that was happening was like strangled yelps. I wasn't making it come through, but my husband heard them and he woke up and he would shake me awake. But the specter had plunged his hands into my abdomen and I could feel it. I could feel it. Before my husband woke me, I could feel it. It was radiating up and down my spine. I could feel it all throughout my body, but especially in my abdomen. And it wasn't quite pain, but just something like energy. I don't know, but it was not good. It wasn't good. And then after my husband woke me, I could still feel it. I could still feel it. My whole core was just tingling and tender. I could press on my abdomen around my belly button and it would hurt. And I never had any bruising because of it afterwards or anything like that, but I could feel it even after I woke up. And that happened for a month, and my husband just got used to waking me up in the middle of the night. And he was concerned about me. I told my mom about it, the one of the guardian angel story, and she was concerned about me, not because of some paranormal thing, but because she thought I was going crazy. I felt like I couldn't actually tell anybody about this, but it kept happening and happening and happening. And I don't know why. I've heard that loose traveling spirits can follow water and beside or beneath our house there is a stream, a creek that used to be above ground and they built our neighborhood and it's now below ground and it runs, I know, beside our house. Because the ground is slowly continuing to depress there, but possibly under house. I don't know if that's what it is. I have no idea, but I've been haunted, by these, what feel to me as absolutely the second one, what feel to me like malevolent spirits. And I tried saying to the second one, leave, you're not welcome here.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.